Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, Friday morning. It's time to find out what Johnny knows and doesn't know.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jell-O.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes...
All right, anyone who beats Johnny or predicts correctly if you will know or not know in this round of Johnny Doesn't Know will get themselves a very limited edition tiny towel. This is very exciting. Big stakes. Johnny, what do you think of the tiny towels?
They're actually pretty crazy. I didn't know we were actually going to get those made.
I was shocked that no one was more surprised than we were when the box arrived this morning, but man, they look great, and it's very exciting when we're actually able to pull through on something.
I am going to take this to the gym.
Good for you.
That's a PG fluid.
Yep.
No, not what Allie has planned. Don't you worry.
That's how I work out.
Allie's got what they call a gym squirter. Right? All right, let's add
That's right. Yeah.
Let's add a Yenny. Yenny, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock.
Good morning.
All right. Up for grabs, tiny towel. Johnny, these are, Johnny doesn't know anything. Everything's available. Johnny, on average, adults have 32 of what? Will Johnny know the answer to this? The average adult has 32 what? Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Yenny?
Nope.
All right. She's locking in on no. Up for grabs, a tiny towel. Johnny, on average, adults have 32 what?
32 bones.
Oh, my.
What do you mean? Oh, my. Count them right now. Count the bones in your body.
You count them.
I think there's 32 just in my hand.
I know. Man. The average human has 32 bones in their entire
One,
body?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, counting the ribs. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and then you go the legs, and then the extra 12 or 15 come from, like, your hands in each hand.
Based on all your laughing,
the
Yenny,
extra 12 or 15 from comes because of your feet and hands? Yeah.
Johnny.
They're there. Look
at one bone each.
I'm sure Jake knows the number of how many bones are in the human body, but it's got to
be
hundreds.
200.
It's got to be hundreds.
There's not that many in my body.
Yes, dude.
There has to be.
Oh, God.
I've talked to people that have called the show that have broken hundreds of bones at a time.
Jesus, damn.
All right, well, the correct
206
answer.
206 bones.
Yeah, 206
bones. 206?
You're off only but by a little bit. You want to take a second guess or no? She said you wouldn't know.
Or do
know.
You want to say bones again?
Damn.
How feet? 32 feet?
Feet bones count?
Okay. The correct answer is teeth.
Oh, teeth?
Yes.
32?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
All right, hold on, Yenny. 1 second. You predicted correctly. Give that woman a tiny towel. Yenny, PG fluids only on your tiny towel, okay?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Let's add a Mark in Venice who would like a shot for some Johnny Doesn't Know. It's Johnny Doesn't Know Anything. Everything's available. Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, hello? Hey,
What is a baby frog called? Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Mark?
No.
All right, locking in on no. Johnny?
Loud and clear, no.
Tadpole.
Wow.
Oh.
Tadpole. Come on.
I'm sorry. You don't get a tiny towel. And I was the only reason I asked that question is because I didn't want people to shoot their tadpoles into the tiny towels. That's why we brought that up. But that's why we asked the frog question. All right. Well, you, unfortunately, Johnny is not a dummy. He knows that. I can't believe you knew that one.
I used to watch Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. R.I.P., brother. Darren, Beverly Hills on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, yo, baby.
Here we go. Johnny?
Yeah, come on.
Alexander Graham Bell is responsible for inventing what? Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Darren?
Yes, I think he should know that one.
Okay. Should. Alexander Graham
should
Bell.
Should Johnny know is a totally different game.
Yeah, will Johnny know this, yes or no? Johnny.
He was the president.
Whoa.
The first president. No, not the first
you
one.
You think Alexander Graham Bell was the first president of the United States?
No, that was Lincoln.
Nope.
That's also wrong.
Hamilton.
No.
He is a president. Yes or no?
You're getting more wrong.
You're getting further away. By the way, let's just stop at just what did he invent?
Oh, he invented something.
That was the question.
Oh.
What did Alexander
Graham Bell invent? There's no talk of presidents.
Graham Bell invent?
A bicycle.
Okay.
He sounds like a bicycle guy.
Because he heard the word bell. That's why.
Yes.
That's why his brain works.
It's on the helmet.
I thought he was going to say he invented the bell.
That's his soundtrack in his brain.
Yeah, yeah. That's all that's going on in Johnny's head all day.
There's
a bike bell. All right, Darren. Unfortunately, you did not get that right. Well, this was a very disappointing round of Johnny
Well, Yenny got something.
Yenny got a tiny towel. We got to take a break.
He invented the telephone.
ADD News is coming up next. Pretty well known. Who did you think invented
the
telephone? Who did you think invented it?
I don't know. Somebody else that sounded old.
All right. Well, there you go. Johnny doesn't know a lot, but we like having him here anyway. Some of the days. It's K-Rock, Recline Alley Show. Your ADD News is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.